When you shop at a Walmart Vision Center, you get it. You know that you'll spend a little less on stylish glasses for the whole family.
Welcome to the Vision Center. Let me know if you need help finding the perfect frames.
Hey, Mom, you were right. These glasses are cool.
Hun, they take our insurance. That means Papa's getting a new pair, too.
Whoa, glasses start at just $39. Next stop, groceries.
So you can get a little more of what you need. Find a Vision Center near you. Save money, live better. Walmart.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. And it sounds like a renewable natural gas bus replacing conventional fleets. We're bridging to a sustainable energy future, working today to ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Family, a special rebroadcast for you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations.
A typical teenage boy has always scampered across the American scene. First came Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn, and then Penrod, and nowadays there's Henry Aldrich. And Henry adds his own individual flavor to every mishap he bumps into. The scene opens in the Aldrich front hall. The time is evening.
Mary! Mary, are you in the living room?
Yes, Henry, come on in.
Could you come out in the hall, please? I want to speak to you about something important.
Henry, don't you realize Muriel Watson is in the living room and she wants to say hello to you?
Listen, Mary, I'm in no condition to bother with Muriel Watson. Before you ball up, I want you to put in a phone call for me.
To whom?
Just Kathleen. And say I'm very sorry I won't be able to see her tonight.
Henry, I thought you said you were taking her to the movies tonight.
I was going to, but her folks won't let her go. And gee, it's the picture I want to see.
What's that, Henry? What were you saying?
Nothing, Mother. Nothing of any importance.
Well, Henry, I have a guest in the living room, and you'll have to put in your own phone call.
But Mary... Mother, would you be willing to call Mary back here and tell her that the only way this family can get along is to have everybody cooperate?
What is it you want her to do?
Look, couldn't you phone Kathleen that I won't be over tonight?
Dear, I thought you were crazy about Kathleen.
I am. I like her. But I can't see her every night.
Did you see her last night?
No.
Have you seen her any night this week?
No. But I'm willing to see her tomorrow night. I'll answer the phone. It's probably Homer wanting to know where I'm going to meet him.
It seems to me, Henry, you're taking your best girl just a bit for granted.
Hello?
Hello, Henry. This is Kathleen.
Oh, I was just going to... hello?
Henry, I'm awfully sorry, but would you mind not coming over tonight?
Who, I?
Yeah, something's just come up, and I'm awfully sorry, Henry.
Well, that's all right, Kathleen. As a matter of fact...
You can come over tomorrow night, though, I think.
Oh, well, that's an idea.
Henry, if you're going to the movies with Homer, why don't you ask Kathleen to go along?
Mother, do you want everybody to hear you?
What's that, Henry?
Goodbye, Kathleen, and thanks very much.
Goodbye.
Henry, you mean you're going over there?
Why, I tell you, Mother, well, it's sort of a coincidence. Huh. Hello?
Number, please.
Elm 232.
Elm 232.
Henry, won't you please go in there and talk to Muriel while I go up and change my dress?
With Muriel? What's there to talk to her about?
Henry, she's an awfully pretty girl.
No, Mary, I'm going to the movies with Homer.
Hello?
Hello, Homer. This is him.
Hi. Say, I was just going to call you.
Yeah? Where will I meet you?
Why, I tell you, Henry, I don't think I can go to the movies tonight.
What's that?
Well, something else just came up that I don't have any control over. That's what I was just going to call you about.
I know, but Homer, you can't do a thing like that. You did the same thing last night.
Henry, could I help it if something came up last night, too?
But gee whiz.
I've got to go now. I'll see you tomorrow.
But Homer.
Bye.
And now listen, Homer. Gee whiz.
Henry?
Yes? Who's calling me?
It's Muriel, Henry. Wouldn't you like to come in here?
Why, I tell you.
Who, me?
What did you want?
Nothing in particular. I just thought maybe you'd like to talk with me. Are you upset about something?
Boy, I'll say. My best friend, Homer Brownie, just busted a date with me.
Oh, yes, I remember. Homer's going over to Kathleen tonight, isn't he?
Who, Homer?
Yes. She said he was over there last night, too.
Who, Homer?
Yes.
Over to Kathleen's? Oh, no, Muriel. You've got it all mixed up. Homer runs around with Agnes.
With Agnes? Then why do you suppose Kathleen told me a thing like that?
didn't. She didn't. She probably said that Agnes told her that... Excuse me while I answer the phone.
Well, I don't know how I could have made a mistake like that, though.
Well, frankly, Muriel, I think you ought to be a little more careful.
Henry Aldridge, are you being rude to Muriel?
Why, Mary? Gee whiz, when a person goes around saying it's Kathleen when it's Agnes, and I know perfectly well... Hello?
Oh, this is Agnes.
What's that? Kathleen?
No, my goodness, Henry, it's Agnes.
Oh, hello.
Listen, Henry, could I speak with Homer, please?
Homer isn't here.
He isn't? Was he there last night, Henry?
No, something came up.
Well, that's what I suspected. That's exactly what I suspected. Goodbye.
What's that? Agnes, where is he?
Henry?
Yes, Mother?
Could you bring that light around here so I can see to read, please?
Yes, sure.
Yeah, I thought you said last evening you were going over to Kathleen's tonight.
Who, I, Mother?
Well, didn't you phone her last night and break a date with her and change it to tonight?
I know, but I... Well, I decided I'd just stay home and get acquainted with the family for a change.
Henry, I want you to look at me. What is the matter?
Mother, will you tell me something? I mean, will you tell it to me frankly?
Well, I'll try to.
Did you like Kathleen?
Well, yes, Henry, of course. Only why do you ask, did I like her?
No reason. Only I was just wondering... did you ever notice when she used to go down the street how she'd always be smiling?
Dear, has something happened to Kathleen?
Happened to her? No, not especially. But do you know how I'll always think of her? I mean, for as long as I live, I'll always remember how she loved chocolate marshmallow sundaes.
What's that?
Gee, the poor kid. She kept me broke half the time. But I didn't mind.
Henry, you talk as though Kathleen Anderson were dead.
Well, so far as I'm concerned, she is. She's a thing of the past. Mother, let's just drop the subject. Please don't even mention Kathleen anymore. I'm tired of hearing about her.
But, Henry, I've hardly mentioned her.
If that doorbell should ring right this minute, and I should open and see Homer Brown standing there, I'd haul off and... Oh, boy.
Dear, wasn't that the doorbell?
Yes, Mother, I'll answer it.
Well, Henry, please at least unclench your fist.
I'm not going to hit him hard. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get something out of this whole cloth.
Now, Henry?
Mother, I hope you don't think I'm going to let him come to this house and add insult to injury to me, do you? Well.
Hello?
Oh, gee, it's you.
Henry, what are you doing with that baseball bat?
Nothing.
Is Mary ready?
Who is it, Henry?
It's Muriel, Mrs. Aldrich. Henry, is it all right for me to go into the living room?
Oh, yes, sure.
Oh, hello there, dear. My goodness, but doesn't your hair look nice?
Do you like it this way, Mrs. Aldrich? Do you like it, Henry?
What's that?
If you'll excuse me, Muriel, I'll go upstairs and tell Mary you're here.
All right, Mrs. Aldrich.
Boy.
Henry, I'm awfully glad you're home.
Boy.
What's the matter, Henry?
Muriel, would you be willing to drop into Kathleen's on your way home and deliver a note for me?
Oh, Kathleen?
That is if I can find the darn thing.
Is it very personal, Henry?
No. Gee whiz. Do you mind if I dump out my pockets here on the sofa beside you?
Oh, no, of course not. Why don't you sit down here next to me?
What do you suppose I could have done with that note? I remember distinctly writing it in Latin class today. And then I...
Henry, do you mind if I tell you something I've always wanted to tell you, but never felt I knew you well enough before to?
What?
Well... I think you've just been throwing yourself away on Kathleen.
Really? You know, maybe it was a good thing I lost that note.
Of course. As a matter of fact, I think it was terrible of her to break up a beautiful friendship like that you and Homer had between yourselves.
You do?
I'm going to have a talk with Homer and tell him how awful you feel.
Oh, well...
Henry, do you mind if I fix that lock of hair that's standing up in the back of your head?
Oh, gee, is that up again?
Somebody ought to follow you around just all day long. There.
Is it down now?
If I weren't so busy, I'd be glad to follow you around.
Gee whiz, can you imagine that? I never even noticed it before.
Never noticed what?
Your eyes are practically the same color as mine.
They are? Henry, you have no idea how much respect I have for you.
For me? Why?
You're the only boy I've ever met that's never tried to kiss me.
What's that?
That's right, Henry.
Well, gee, I'm glad you feel that way. Because I don't think a fellow... I mean, the minute he sits down on the sofa, well, you know... Well, gee, he ought to... I mean, you know what I mean?
Yes, Henry.
Well...
Henry, are you in the living room?
Gee whiz. Yes, Mary.
My goodness, do you know anything about that phone call that just came?
What phone call?
Mother's on the phone right this minute. Don't you have a
teacher by the name of Miss Elliott?
Yes, sure, in Latin. She's a darn good-looking teacher.
Oh, my goodness, wait till I tell Mother. Mother, let me tell you what Henry just said.
What's that, Mary? Listen, I'm getting along all right in Latin.
Is breakfast already?
Yes, Sam. Sit down and I'll make some toast for you.
What's the news in the morning paper?
Well, dear, first, there's several things I'm anxious to talk to you about.
Yes?
Dear, while you were out last evening, a phone call came. And, Sam, I don't think I've ever been so upset in my life.
Who was the call from?
It was from Henry's Latin teacher. Her name is Miss Elliott.
Alice, I've always told you Henry would never be any good at languages.
Now, wait, Sam. Because even when I tell you, you're not going to believe me.
You mean he's leading the class?
Now, remember, dear, I'm only telling you what Miss Elliott told me. When Henry handed in his Latin paper yesterday, he enclosed with it a note.
A note?
Yes, Sam, a note to Miss Elliott.
Well?
Don't you understand, dear? Henry thinks he's in love with his Latin teacher.
What's that? Now, wait a minute.
Sam, I knew Henry was upset. He hasn't eaten for 2 days now. But I suppose it was over some trouble he was having with Kathleen.
What did he say in the note?
The usual thing. Why don't you pay any attention to me? What have I done that's offended you? And things like how much he wants to be with her.
Yeah, well?
And here's what we decided Miss Elliott should do. She's going to ask Henry to come into her classroom this afternoon and have a little talk with him.
Yeah? Come to think of it, Alice, didn't Henry take Latin under old Miss Dudley at the beginning of this term?
Yes, and then he suddenly switched.
Yes? To Miss Elliott?
Yes, Sam. That only goes to show you never know what's going on inside a boy's head.
Mother?
Yes, Henry?
Is breakfast ready? Oh, hello, Father.
Hello, Henry.
Boy, do I feel good.
You feel good?
I've just been catching up on my Latin.
What's that?
And boy, I can hardly wait to get to class today.
Henry, tell me, how are you and Kathleen getting along these days?
Kathleen, Father? Gee, I'm not interested in Kathleen.
No?
I'll answer the phone.
Will you have some bacon, Alice?
No, thank you, Sam. I can't eat a thing.
Save some bacon for me, Father. I'm very hungry. Hello?
Hello, is this Henry?
Yes.
Well, this is Muriel. I was just talking to someone on the phone about you.
About me? Who are you talking to?
Homer Brown. And Henry. He's very sorry he broke up your friendship with Kathleen and wants very much to be friends with you.
Well, boy, am I glad to hear that. And look, Muriel, you're going to the movies with me tonight, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I'm looking forward to it. Only, Henry, do you mind if Homer goes with us?
What's that?
Henry, Homer felt so bad about everything. I thought the least I could do was to ask him over for dinner.
For dinner? At your house?
Mom, aren't you glad you didn't send that note to Kathleen?
Well,
I'll be seeing you, Henry. Goodbye.
I know, but Muriel, I thought...
We'll be back with the Aldrich family in just a moment. Right now it's intermission, and time for our intermission guest, the one and only Tommy Dorsey. Okay, Tommy.
exclusively ours that night.
Our close part of my heart is
getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Henry, who has been having his difficulties with Kathleen, has lost the note that he intended to send her. Meanwhile, his Latin teacher has received the note along with his Latin paper. The scene opens in a school corridor just outside his Latin teacher's door.
Hello, Henry.
Hello, Agnes.
Are you going home, Henry?
I can't right now. I've got to go out and have a talk with Miss Elliott.
You have? What's happened?
That's what gets me, Agnes. Remember that paper we handed in yesterday?
Yes.
Well, gee, last night Miss Elliott phoned my house. And, boy, my mother hasn't eaten since. And today Miss Elliott said right out of a clear blue sky, will you see me as soon as school is out?
My goodness.
And, gee, I thought I was doing fine. She didn't even call me all during class today.
Really? Henry, have you seen Homer the last day or so?
No. He's going to the movies with Muriel tonight.
He is with that Muriel Watson?
Yes, but I'm not going with him. You can rest assured of that.
Well, my goodness, if that isn't...
Henry.
Oh, gee whiz. Yes, Miss Elliott?
You haven't forgotten that I wanted to see you, had you?
No, ma'am. I'll be right there.
Goodbye, Henry. I'll wait and walk home part way with you if you want me to.
Okay.
I want to ask your advice about something. Now then, Henry.
Yes, Miss Elliott?
Would you mind leaving the door open, please?
Oh, you want it open?
I think it might be best.
Yes, Miss Elliott.
Henry, frankly, I don't know how to begin this little conversation.
Yes, Miss Elliott?
I've been criticized in the past for conducting my classes a bit informally, but I always felt there should be a bond, in a way, between the students and the teacher.
Well, gee, I'm glad to hear you say that, Miss Elliott. Because that's why I'd rather take Latin from you than with Thomas Dudley.
But that's just the point. I didn't realize, Henry, that things were going quite so far.
You mean about being informal?
I refer especially to that paper you handed me yesterday.
Oh, that, Miss Elliott. Didn't you like it?
Well, Henry, after all...
Gee, I'm certainly sorry about that. When I started to write it the other night, I couldn't get going. You know what I mean? So I went to bed. And then I started to think about how you'd feel if I didn't finish it. So I got up and got the darn thing off my mind.
Oh?
And you know, the minute I finished it, I felt swell. And I went back to bed and went right to sleep.
But Henry, don't you realize it was all wrong?
All wrong? The whole thing? Well, maybe it was because I was tired.
All I can say is I was never quite so mortified in all my life.
Well, I want you to know, Miss Elliott, I can do better.
Henry, do you realize how old you are?
Yes, Miss Elliott.
Why, you're still just a very young man.
Yes, Miss Elliott.
Then under the circumstances, don't you think it would be best if we faced the facts and just dropped this whole thing?
You mean for good?
Yes.
I haven't even got a chance if I go on with it?
No, Henry.
Boy. And, gee, I thought I was just beginning to get somewhere.
Henry, you weren't.
Not at all?
No, not at all.
Hmm.
So don't you think we'd better end the whole thing?
Yes, Miss Elliott. There.
Now, don't you feel better already?
Well, frankly, it has been sort of preying on my mind.
Of course it has. And let's not ever even mention it again.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, my father's been against it from the start.
Naturally he has. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Do you want me to close the door as I go out?
Yes, please. I'd like to be alone for a while.
Henry!
Hi, Agnes.
What did Miss Elliot want?
Why, well, she said I was too young for Latin.
You are?
Yes. Or else she's too old to teach it to me. I couldn't figure out which.
Alice, how long before dinner will be ready?
Oh, at least an hour, Sam.
Yes?
Sam, I think you ought to have a heart-to-heart talk with Henry.
A talk with Henry? About Miss Elliot?
Yes, dear.
Now, Alice, if I were you, I'd forget the whole business.
But, Sam, I can't forget it. I've been worrying about it all day.
And I say, let's not get mixed up in it. Every boy has to go through what he's going through.
Did you?
Of course. Only I didn't wait for my Latin teacher. I fell in love with my first grade teacher. Her name was Miss Sutherland. She had light brown hair. I used to follow her home every afternoon.
Sam, that was an entirely different situation.
In what way?
In the first place, dear, a phone call came this afternoon.
From whom?
That Muriel Watson. And, Sam, I didn't know she and Henry had had some kind of falling out.
A falling out? I didn't even know he was interested in her.
Well, that's what surprised me. And, Sam, the girl was all broken up. She kept saying that she hoped Henry would understand.
Understand what?
I don't know, dear. But I no sooner got through talking with her and the doorbell rang, and who do you suppose that was?
Who?
Kathleen Anderson. She stood there in the front hall and was practically in tears.
Over Henry?
Over Henry.
Well, that's a fine thing. Our only son falls in love with his Latin teacher and with two of her students at the same time, mind you.
What did you say, Father? What is it that Henry's done?
Not a thing, Mary, not a thing.
You mean it's that awful?
Now, dear, please don't let your imagination go to work. Go see who's at the front door.
All right. Honey, would you like to have me tell you something more?
No, thank you. We would not.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Aunt Harriet.
I was just passing by and I thought I'd drop in. Where are your mother and father?
They're in the living room, talking about Henry.
Yes? Well, I just saw him downtown.
You did?
With Agnes Lawson in DeHaven's drugstore. Alice!
Oh, come on in, Harriet.
How's everything?
Why, fine. Fine. At least as well as can be expected.
Oh, has something gone wrong?
No, Harriet, not at all.
Now, Sam, what on earth has happened?
Harriet, it isn't anything. We were just talking about a young woman here in town that Henry...
Oh, that. Are you upset over that?
What? You mean you know about it?
My goodness, everybody in town knows about it.
What's that, Harriet?
Yes, I just saw them downtown together. In fact, I loaned Henry some money.
They're downtown together?
They're sitting in DeHaven's drugstore holding hands.
Henry is sitting in DeHaven's drugstore holding hands? Holding hands with...
Yes, Sam. You don't think I'd make it up, do you?
Alice, maybe you're right. I will have a talk with him.
Mary, are you in the living room?
Yes, Henry.
Listen, Mary, could you do something for me?
What is it? Has Father seen you?
Father? He wants to see me?
Yes, Henry, you might just as well know now. He's terribly upset.
He is? Well, look, could you please help me out?
Henry, have you gotten into some more trouble?
Mary, all I want you to do is deliver a note to Agnes Lawson, see?
Henry, I'm not going out tonight.
I mean, the first time you go by Agnes's house, could you give it to her? Isn't that strange?
What's the matter?
Well, I wrote it over to Aunt Harriet's a few minutes ago when I was paying her back. Paying her... I wonder where I could have put it.
Henry, you mean you're running around with Agnes?
Mary, what put an idea like that in your head? Just because you happen to be walking down the street with a girl, and you go into Haven's drugstore and you think... Well, gee, I might as well buy the poor kid a Sunday. There's no reason for her to jump to a conclusion and think I'm... And think... Gee whiz, where could I put that note?
What's that?
I remember distinctly. I put it Aunt Harriet... I paid Aunt Harriet the money. Paid Aunt Harriet for the money. And when I went into her kitchen and sat down at the table and started to write...
Henry, are you home?
Yes, Father.
Stay where you are. I'll be right down.
Oh, boy. What do you suppose... Gee, has this been a day?
Henry, I certainly feel sorry for you.
Don't tell anybody, Mary, but I just got kicked out of Latin today.
Honestly?
And Muriel. Do you know what Muriel did to me?
What?
And do you know what Kathleen did?
Henry?
Yes, Father?
Mary, would you mind leaving the room for a few minutes?
No, Father. If you'd rather I wouldn't stay here, why naturally?
Henry?
Yes, Father?
Son, I don't know how to begin.
Yes, Father?
Naturally, every young man, that is, at least almost every young man, at least every young man that's...
Yes, Father.
What I mean to say is that it isn't always our fault. Naturally, sometimes it's...
What's that?
But in your case, Henry, I'm afraid I can't... Frankly, I can't see your point of view.
My point of view, Father?
Yes, that's one way of putting it.
Yes, I think I know what you mean. In fact, well, I've been a little worried about myself.
Yes?
Henry, Homer Brown is at the front door.
Homer Brown is? Oh, Father, could I please just speak to Homer for 1 second?
Yes, go on.
And then I'll be right back.
No bother.
Henry, did you hear me? Homer's here.
I heard you, Mary. Where's my baseball bat?
Listen, Henry, what's the big idea?
What do you mean, what's the big idea? And will you please close our front door?
I'll close it when I go out. I know all about your trying to cut me out with Agnes. And Henry, she's my girl.
Homer, what are you talking to me like that for? I never even thought of Agnes. And how about you and Kathleen?
What do you mean by a thing like that?
Last night and the night before. And gee whiz.
Listen, Henry, don't you realize why I was taking out Kathleen?
No, I don't.
It was to make Agnes jealous.
What's that?
Sure. Gee whiz, she was beginning to take me for granted.
She was?
Sure, and then you had to buy her a Sunday and spoil the whole thing.
I know, Homer, but... You mean Kathleen wasn't...
Boy, are you dumb.
Now, wait a minute, Homer. What about Muriel?
Oh, that was just a coincidence.
Hello, Henry.
What? Oh, who's that?
It's Kathleen. I'm out here on the front porch. May I come in?
Sure. She was... hello.
I just happened to be passing by, and I saw your front door was open, and I was just wondering, Henry, if you wouldn't like to come over tonight.
To me? Yes.
Oh, my goodness, what's going on here?
Oh, hello, Aunt Harriet.
What's the front door open for? Henry, where's your mother?
Why, I guess she's out in the kitchen, Aunt Harriet.
I've got to see her right away. Alice?
Henry, what have you got the baseball bat for? Why, are you putting it away for the winter?
Alice, are you in the kitchen?
Yes, Harriet, I'm out here with Sam.
Oh.
So that's that, Alice.
And Sam had a good talk with him.
Yes, Alice, I've got him all straightened out.
Alice, what do you think happened? You won't believe it.
What is it?
I'm going to lose my Iceman.
What?
Yes, Alice. And I don't know whether it's a good thing or not.
How do you know you're going to lose him?
I just found this note in my icebox. And, Alice, I didn't dream he felt that way.
May I see it?
Here it is.
I think it would be better if we did not go on any longer this way.
Harriet, what does he mean this way? Delivering ice to me, I suppose. Go on, read the rest.
Now that I have cooled off, I realize that neither one of us could have been really happy. Harriet, just how far had this gone?
Well, not so very far, Alice. I'd given him a piece of pie now and then. But I never dreamed he was going to take it seriously.
Broadcast of the Aldrich family as a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.
When you shop at a Walmart Vision Center, you get it. You know that you'll spend a little less on stylish glasses for the whole family.
Welcome to the Vision Center. Let me know if you need help finding the perfect frames.
Hey, Mom, you were right. These glasses are cool.
Hun, they take our insurance. That means Papa's getting a new pair, too.
Whoa, glasses start at just $39. Next stop, groceries.
So you can get a little more of what you need. Find a Vision Center near you. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Why does Comcast Business power more businesses than any other provider? It has technology solutions that put you ahead, like the fastest, reliable network and serious savings. Whether your small business is starting or growing, you need Comcast Business. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ask about Comcast Business Internet and Security Edge, or find out how to get a $500 prepaid card with a qualifying gig bundle. Call or go online today to learn more. Offer ends 10/23/22. Restrictions apply. Call for details.